Hello, and welcome to the Transient Wool Merchants. I'm Amy.
I'm Heather.
And she's joining me this afternoon as well. Asleep at the switch. We're both a little punch drunk because we're both getting ready to go on the road again. So, what have you been up to this week, kid?
Pretty much just packing and more packing and laundry and more laundry. And when you're trying to leave for 5 weeks, it takes a little bit of planning that a regular road trip does not take.
Yeah, I can't imagine going away for even 2 weeks. I mean, I can barely get out of here for a week at a time.
Well, you're driving 4 days each direction. You kind of want to stay while you're there.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, he's not really a kid. He's a young man. Our 19-year-old is our farm sitter while we're gone. So, you know, I can get away to do shows and whatnot, but after a few days, you know, I start to wonder if he's eating or if he's picking up after the dogs or, you know, if the doors are locked or if he's at his girlfriend's house. So, you know.
Well, the dogs go with us. Schubert gets his Valium and his Thunder shirt. We're hoping to go away with one or the other after a couple of days in the car, but we'll see. And they enjoy it and they get to go to places. This is like Yellowstone and Glacier, so it's a big town.
You quite possibly have the most neurotic dog I've ever met in my life.
You know, his name is Schubert. He's named after a composer that was, well, schizophrenic, and he, you know, it just didn't turn out well for Franz Schubert, and I named my dog after him. What else was I going to get?
I don't know what you were thinking. That's sort of crazy pants.
Okay, so we're getting ready to go on the road. Where are you going?
I'm going to the family reunion in Disney.
Oh, gee. Don't we feel sorry for you?
I'm going in August, and we planned it for August because we have cousins that have school-aged children, and the rest of us, you know, have adult children who don't have to be anywhere, you know, on September 1st or whatever. And then it turns out that the cousin that has the little kids isn't even going. But when you plan a year in advance, these are the chances you take. So, yeah, it's the weather forecast there next week is supposed to be between 90 and 100 every day and heavy thunderstorms every day.
Well, that's Florida in the summer for you.
Which is why we don't go to Florida in August.
Well, you do now, so are you taking wool with you on this excursion?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that's the most likely fiber you're going to need in Florida in August is wool.
Well, I keep thinking, it's air-conditioned inside, and if we really do have, like, heavy thunderstorms every day for hours, I'm pretty much going to need something to do to keep me from killing people. Because I'm not, well, neither are you, but I'm not a person who can just, like, sit there and wait without something productive. It feels like a huge waste of my time, which makes me nuts.
Yeah, when I was there in December, I knit a whole sock while waiting in line and riding rides. And given the fact it was only one sock and I was there for about 10 days, the lines weren't too long.
No, I try to keep one in my bag. At least something to do in my bag, because we always end up sitting on a bench waiting for the teenagers to ride something ridiculous, that, you know, Captain High Blood Pressure and Fibro Me are not about to get on. And yeah, I get a few stitches in here and there, but, you know, my dream of having a knitting retreat at Disney is still in the back of my head, just so you know. Every time I go there.
So, what exactly are you taking to Disney?
Well, that's still up for debate, because, you know, my husband and I, when we go by ourselves, we really try very hard to do carry-on, because the baggage at Orlando just, well, it just makes me nuts because, you know, it's standing and waiting. And it's standing and waiting surrounded by people who have never been there before with a whole bunch of kids and a whole bunch of luggage and zero etiquette as far as, you know, wait until your bag comes around and then pluck it from the belt. Don't, you know, excuse me, diving over 35 people, you know, to grab a bag that's not even yours. We really tried to avoid the situation as much as possible and just take carry-ons, because then we're in the rental car and at the park before, you know, things hit the belt, basically. So, with that being said, I've got my duffel just absolutely jammed full of clothes, which means that my quote-unquote personal item is going to be the only thing that can carry wool products. So, I've cast on a sock, and I'll talk about that when we talk about new stuff. But I've cast on one thing. I'm casting on three more, and I pulled something out of timeout. So, I think I have a large selection of projects, and I'll probably end up taking, I keep saying I'm only taking two, but I have knitting ADD really bad, and I may not feel like knitting those two, so I always end up taking like six or eight projects with me so that I have options. Because maybe today's not a green sock kind of day, you know? Maybe I want something lacy and beady and beautiful, and yeah, the green sock's not getting it. So, I still don't know what I'm taking, but I've got 2 days to figure it out.
Well, we leave tomorrow morning, so my knitting bags are packed. Last year, I took three bags, and it was way overkill, so I'm only taking one bag of yarn and one bag of fiber, because I do take my wheel. Which, the fiber was overkill last year as well, because I decided to spin crazy fine, I'm not even sure, it's lace weight, out of 4 ounces, and it took me an entire month. A sweater that I took last year that's still in the same state as it was last year. Hopefully we'll make a little progress on that. Some sock yarn, some lace, a couple of shawl patterns, some worsted for another shawl pattern. And they do have plenty of yarn stores, so I'm not sure why I'm still taking so much. There's a really great little yarn shop in Ennis, Montana, that's owned by the same lady that owns the yarn shop in Big Sky at the ski resort there. There's a yarn shop in Bozeman. There's one in West Yellowstone. So yeah, there are plenty of options. It's not like there's a yarn shortage up there.
Well,
so lots and lots of knitting.
But you might run out and they might all be closed. How can you only take two bags?
Yeah. I'm not even taking my skein winder this year. Or not my skein winder, my swift and my ball winder. I've wound everything before we leave. Last year, I took that stuff because I was too lazy to wind it. But this year, I was on the ball.
Ha ha ha.
No pun intended there. And hanging out with my husband too much.
Oh, jeez. He is.
So,
he
and is no, driving out, I will not have that much knitting time. I'm the primary driver because I'm a terrible, terrible passenger. And I get car sick. So, I drive, Wayne works during the week, and then on the weekends he keeps me entertained. So 4 days in the car does not equal like monstrous amounts of knitting time. And after driving like 600 miles, you're too tired to knit at the hotel anyway.
Well, what was I going to ask you? Oh, what do you think you're going to take with you fiber-wise to spin on? Did you pack anything special, or what's on your mind right now? Are you spinning for a particular project? What's the fiber content? I'm Nebby. I was really excited when I thought you were taking two totes, as in two big plastic tubs full. But now that it's just like two little tote bags, I'm like, oh, honey, I'm going to have to mail you something. You're going to have to shop as soon as you get there. My God, what are you thinking?
Totes, as in like small purse duffel bags. But as far as spinning fiber, I've got a it's a loop bag that? Is that what I'm trying to say? And then I've got that merino that you gave me when we were in Virginia. And a little bit of fiber optic. Oh, and my favorite is I've got a braid of Miss Fab's merino and silk in kind of a, it's camel colored with burgundy and red and green as well that I'm going to ply with 100% baby camel fiber. Not that luxury. That's going to be really, really nice. If I decide to spin it, that's another one of those that'll be spun really, really fine. And I'm not sure I'm going to spend a whole month on the same project again.
Okay,
while I'm out there.
Am I the only person who's picturing a poor little shivering naked baby camel?
Yeah, pretty much. I think so.
Okay. I just, baby camel, I'm just seeing all big eyes and eyelashes and shivering because you've stolen all of his fur.
No, the baby camel I got at the Carolina Fiber, I guess that would be 3 years ago in Raleigh, from a real nice lady and her daughter that had driven out from Colorado and just happened to be in the area.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but I think they actually had a camel. I'm not really sure. So that's where that came from.
Well, I guess that's better than, sneaking up on the neighbors and sharing theirs.
True that. So what are we knitting on now? Do you have anything new from last week?
New from last week, I have cast on the, and I'm going to get this wrong, he corrects me every time. It means nothing to me, but my husband is super excited about it. Sand people always ride single file socks. It's some sort of a Star Wars reference, and he gets so excited and goes into this whole big episode about how sand people do this, that, and the other thing, and they're really interesting, and he loves that the noise that the sand people make is actually a donkey, because we have donkeys, and well, there are many donkeys, but they're still donkeys. And he just goes on and on and on, and he just, like, lights up about these stupid sand people socks. They're gorgeous socks. I would have knit them sooner if they would have called them something, I don't know.
That actually made sense to a normal person?
Yes, because, as you know, I'm one of the few people left on the planet who has not seen a Star Wars movie.
If you're talking to the other person that has not seen a Star Wars movie, so.
Exactly. So if you're looking for sci-fi geekery, I can turn you on to a totally different podcast, because I think that's really, really interesting. I like the visual appeal of it. The only thing I ever watched was Buck Rogers, because I thought Gil Gerard was hot as hell. Pardon me. But other than that, I think we're both more historical fiction and documentary kind of girls, which...
Well, I love my sci-fi, just not Star Wars. I don't get it.
It's just, when I was a little girl, and this is telling my age, but my parents took me to see Return of the Jedi, because all the other kids had already seen Star Wars, and all the other kids were going to see Return of the Jedi, and I wanted so badly to go see Return of the Jedi, and they took me, and 10 minutes into the movie, my mother says, "Well, this is just garbage. This will rot your brain," and dragged me out of the movie theater. So, I've never seen Star Wars. She put a moratorium on seeing Star Wars, and I suppose, at my age, and since she's already passed, I could probably watch it now if I wanted to, but it's one of those things. Mama told me not to watch Star Wars, so I guess I'm not. I always do what my mama tells me.
Okay, that was a bad try, but then I'm not even sure how we got on. Oh, socks. So
yes.
You cast on a pair of socks.
I cast on the sand people always ride single file, and a Smooshy Club colorway from last October, which I don't know what it's called, but it's basically like sort of camouflage, which also turns him on. But I cast those on, and now I'm in the process of narrowing down about six pattern choices and six yarn choices for shawls that I want to cast on too, because I need more shawls in my life. And they always fit.
True that. Working on some Mira's Cowl. Yes, I actually did knit on it this week. I've knit on it quite a bit, but it's been a busy week. And I think my neighbor's decided to mow right now with a really large tractor. Kind of noisy. So, yeah, I'm still knitting on the Mira's Cowl. And actually, I found the seam tag, the ball band for the yarn, cool. And now I've lost it again.
Do you remember what it was?
I think it was Big Sky. I could be totally wrong with that, but eventually.
Big Sky what?
Big Sky Knits.
Oh, okay. Haven't heard of that, but we'll have to look
it's
out.
A small indie dyer from my hometown.
Alrighty. Well, you know, I
so
do.
That's all that's going on here.
Well, I've been cleaning. I've been cleaning and getting rid of stuff and trying to get stuff put away because, you know, I moved into the farm after my parents passed away. And I've spent the last, is it almost 3 years? Yeah. Trying to make space in dresser drawers because nobody has ever moved out of this house. They've all just died here, which I guess is what I'm headed for now that I think about that. But anyways, I'm trying to move ancestors' stuff around. And in my cleaning, I managed to find my Wago shawl, which was a mystery knit along that Lauren Lincoln did last year, that I was in over my head on because I'd only been knitting a couple of months when I got the braid idea at my first Pittsburgh Knit and Crochet. Stephanie, Space Cadet, talked me into it because it was with her yarns, and she says, oh, you can do this. You'll love it. Well, I was in over my head, and it got put in timeout a long, long time ago. And actually, when I looked at it online, I hadn't knit on it for exactly 1 year. So, after taking that Lauren Nelkin class at SSK, and I picked up Wago again, and I'm telling you what, I'm flying through it. I'm kind of proud of myself. I really must have picked up some skills in the last year, because it just didn't mean anything to me when I was knitting on it before. It was just totally frustrating.
I then missed almost that whole story. Something there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the joys of doing a podcast over Skype. You have no idea what's going on. If it's on your end or my end or anybody else's witchy, crazy stuff that's going on here. So you've gotten a lot of yarn in the mail this week.
I am a bit of a wool pig. Well, it's like this. I went to SSK. We know I went to SSK. Did I mention I had a wonderful time at SSK? That was, like, the coolest thing I've ever done. It was the first summer camp I ever wanted to go to. But anyways, in the bottom of the bag was this key ring, basically, this, like, ring thing, full of business cards with discount codes on them. And, you know, I was vending, so I didn't get to really walk around and look at a whole lot of stuff. And they had the most beautiful prizes from yarn companies that had sent prizes but weren't actually vending there. So I had seen some really gorgeous things that I really, really wanted but did not win. So when I got home and there were all of these wonderful discount codes in the bottom of the bag, I thought, oh, I'm just going to get a couple of things. So I'd, you know, look around on Etsy and the websites and everything, and I ended up finding a couple of things that I liked, and, you know, when there's a discount on it, you think, oh, it's not going to be that much. I'll just pick that one up, too. And, well, apparently I sort of overdid it, and this is why you shouldn't, you know, like, shop after dark on Etsy, because the mailman probably thinks I'm doing something totally illicit here, because the mailbox has been stuffed full the last 3 days. And oh my god, I have so much gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. And then Froggy Monkey from the Knitting in Circles podcast, I met her at SSK, and she was talking about the great D-stash stuff that she had. So I went on her Rav page, and oh my god, I finally got my very first skein of Wool Miser Pure.
Oh, I hate you.
I got that, and it's not really a braid, it's just kind of a lump of Ring of Fiber and it's silk and something, but I can't remember what the other thing is. It's terribly exotic. It's something I've never, ever spun before. And I got, from Three Waters Farm, I got a braid of Finn. And, like, everything, I don't know what, I must have been thinking about my grandmother that night, because everything I bought is purple. I swear to you. You know my colors. You've seen my colors. You know what I like. You know what I wear. Everything's purple.
Ghosty in the computer mouse that evening.
I mean, I really, the only thing that I got was the Woolmaza in turquoise. You know, everything in my world is turquoise and magenta, basically. I do have some lilac, but that's like third on the list. Usually it's either turquoise or magenta, and the Woolmaza is the only thing I got in turquoise. But oh god, some gorgeous stuff, Undead Yarns, and wow, just some really, really, really gorgeous stuff. And now I want to knit it all. Must knit it all now. So I don't know what I'm going to get done. But in the meantime, all of the yarns are coming back from the mills, you know, for our fall shows. So I've got tubs and tubs and tubs. So, like, the mail lady is passing the UPS dude. And God knows what they're thinking about me, but you know, there's boxes on the front porch and bags in the mailbox, and it's just crazy. But
oh, around here it's wool and barbecue sauce. So and grills. We've had more grills delivered to our house. The UPS guy probably thinks we're cooking something in the backyard.
Can you make meth on a barbecue grill? I wonder. Can you make meth? Can you make meth on a barbecue grill?
I don't know.
That's I don't know. I guess you're not doing anything bad. You can't really do any sort of things bad on a barbecue grill. But I'm telling you what, I don't care how far away you live, I am coming to your yard sale when you move, because you have the coolest stuff.
Because we have a big green egg that's been in the box for over a year in the garage. That's how we roll.
And for the last 5 years, all I've heard about out of my husband is the big green egg and smoking this and smoking that. And look, babe, they've got a big green egg.
Oh, well, a few more grills. What's it going to hurt? So back to the packing and the leaving thing. How much is too much?
How much is enough?
When do you look at that yarn that you're taking with you and go, I've gone way over the edge?
Well, apparently I don't know the answer to that question, because I took literally 4 pounds of fiber to SSK and every knitting project known to man. I probably had in the neighborhood of 30 skeins of not my yarn for sale, 30 skeins of my personal stash, and at least 4 pounds of fiber in my truck with my two spinning wheels, and, you know, all of my needles, because I'm going to be gone for 5 days, and, oh my heavens, what will I do? Now, keep in mind, I went to two knitting stores while I was there. So, yeah, I obviously don't know when enough is enough. Enough is never enough.
You need to maybe work on that.
Yeah, well, you're Spartan. I'm only taking this, and that'll be fine, and I'll get over it. It just makes me cringe. I can't imagine. That's too funny. But you'll end up with finished objects, and I'll still have 37 balls in the air, so I don't know.
Well, I hope I have some finished objects. You know, we're not staying out of town this year. Last year, we were about 20 miles outside of the town we stay in. And this year, we're in town, which means I don't think I'm going to be able to see the mountains and while away my days on the porch. Might have to be a little bit more productive this time.
Well, I know you, and you're going to have a knitting bag in your purse at all times, and there's not going to be any downtime where you're not productive. So, I'm sure there'll be at least a sock.
Well, Frothing or knitting. That's pretty much how it works.
Yes. Well, more power to you, because God knows I'm going to roll through security with, you know, 47 pairs of needles, and they're going to look at me again. Hopefully this time I don't get, like, strip searched for...
contraband.
Every time. It's crazy, because I make it through... Like, I have this little tiny... It's called a Leatherman Micro. It's, like, 2.5, maybe 3 inches long. And it's on the TSA list as being okay. All right? I'm not trying to harm anybody or do anything bad. But it has this tiny, tiny, tiny pair of scissors on it that I use for snipping threads when I'm knitting. And it lives in the bottom of my purse. I never really think about it being there. It's actually in my makeup bag, and you know how often I get in my makeup bag. I don't know why I carry that crap around. I don't think I've worn makeup in like 3 years, but anywho, it lives in my makeup bag. And if I need my little scissors, they're there. So when I fly out of Pittsburgh to Orlando, it's always fine. Nobody says a word. I forget it's there. Everybody sees it. It's not a problem. But on the way back, when I'm going through security in Orlando, for some reason...
Hey, wait just a second. Something is rattling all over your microphone.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
It sounded like your shirt, maybe.
Am I better now?
Yes.
Okay. So anyways, when I come back through Orlando, they always, like, pull me aside, and the last time they confiscated it and made me have it shipped back to me, which... The first time it happened, I just said, you know, shove it. I'll get another one when I get home. Because it was, like, a cheapy one from Cabela's. And this time I had it shipped back, even though my husband was telling me that it was ridiculous to do that. Because it's, like, $16 to have it shipped. And it's probably $8 for the... I mean, because it's tiny. But... It was the principle of the thing. It's mine, and my husband gave it to me for Christmas, and it lives in the bottom of my purse, and so it had to get shipped back. So this time, I'm definitely not taking it at all.
Good plan. Take some fingernail clippers instead.
Well, that's the thing. I can take my embroidery scissors, and they're perfectly fine. And literally, this Leatherman has a pair of pliers and a tiny screwdriver... And a tiny pair of scissors, and that's pretty much it. It's tiny. I don't get it. But I'm dangerous. Well, we know I'm dangerous.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, I've got to get back scrubbing the kitchen. It's kind of scary in there. So we should probably wrap this up.
I'd say.
So the next time you hear from us, I will be in Montana. And you might be in Orlando, depending on how this goes.
I'll be in Disney, you know, unless I'm stopped at TSA and can't get out of Pittsburgh.
Well, unless I try to blow up another transmission this year in my new car, we'll hopefully make it in 4 days.
Well, go with God.
Okay, well, we'll see you next time on Transmission. Hopefully we'll have some new projects for you to hear about.
Happy trails.
Goodbye.
Bye.